Praise God. And today I'm talking on the path of perversion. Simply put, perversion. Perversion. Can somebody help us what perversion may mean? What is the meaning of perversion? Okay. Yes. Say thank you. Okay. Strange and evil. Yes, something. Okay. Extreme evil. Thank you. They are all good. A kind of deviation from the norm, from the standard. Thank you. Yeah. So, it's not a big word. Something that is perverse. Something that is averse from, from the original cause. Thank you. Praise the Lord. And why are we having this study today? Looking at our world, we see so many things to bother us. And we start by repositioning ourselves in the right way. Hallelujah. So that we remind of ourselves of what God has for us, and we will not flow along the tide. Amen. It's not about appreciating a message, it's about God doing something through the word you hear. Hallelujah. It's not about your messages. No. It's about how have you been able to be affected by the word that you hear. And that's why I pray that today God will do something in your life. Jesus' name. You won't just come. You will come and your life will not remain the same. So let's turn to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 verse 20. Let me start to read from verse 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. But the invisible things of him from the creation of this world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like as some corruptible man. And to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, bound in their lust one toward another, not men with men, walking that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their own error. Praise God. Let me stop there for a while. Here is the word. We've been reading this passage for quite some time, but I got concerned about it recently when I finished the book of Romans, when I took the book of Romans up and I finished. And I felt the church of God need to also be reminded how sadly we may drift into a world of no return. That is perversion. It's a sad story indeed. The picture painted here of the story of people who once knew God. They were not abjectly ignorant of God in the beginning. But they went so far worse than those who never knew God. Praise God. Right, so the public practice became so apparent that nobody can help musing and shaking his head because of the condition and how terrible the life and the depravity of man has turned to be. So in today's ministration, I'm going to talk on how they forgot God's position. One, God's position. Two, how they forgot God's provision. Three, how they forgot God's personality. And the result of those forgetfulness. So, we are told that the invisible things of creation is manifest, is seen, is made known. What we don't see, what we don't know, is made known by what we see. But unfortunately, when they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. In other words, they did not acknowledge him. As a result of that, and they were not thankful, and they did those things which are unseemly. As a result of that, God gave them up to a reprobate mind to do those things that are not convenient. And their heart got darkened because they chose to be callous to the truth. By that fact, they changed the image of God to the image of four-footed beasts, and worship the creature more than the creator. Hallelujah. And a people religiously perverted, a people morally perverted, a people intellectually perverted. What caused this tragedy? Why would they fall so far from the truth? What really went wrong? A departure from the truth does not come in one day. It comes little by little. And finally, they drifted far beyond imagination. Hallelujah. Evil does not just overtake you suddenly. by little compromises, by little foxes, the vine is spoiled. So my prayer is that God will paddle you back to the right path today. A perversion is a swerve away from the truth. It's a choice away from the truth, from the established standard or norm. So, a people religiously pervert. Verses 4:25. Somebody read for us again. Verses 4:25. Chapter 1. That's right. Thank you. Praise God. A people religiously perverted. What's religion? Religion is the inclination toward your understanding of God. And it's in all men. We are created to worship God. Amen? There's that gene of God in every creator. But sometimes when we don't see the creator God who made us, we attempt to make idols of what comes around. As a result of that, the truth is perverted. To worship the creature more than the creator. Who is your God? This money. Who is your own God? Of course, everybody sees God as the Almighty, as their own God. But sometimes you don't know and examine a clever drift and departure from the definition, the true definition of God. Before you know it, your attention is being drawn to some other things. Whatsoever you like more in place of God is your God, has become your Almighty. It might be money. It might be position. It might be work. It might be beauty. It might be social stand in the society. It might be one thing or the other, fame. It might be clothes. It might be makeups that has taken the place of God in your heart. And so, begin to understand how it starts, so you'll be able to know how to take your step back. Okay? A people, number two, morally perverted. A sister this time around, verses 26 and 7. God bless you. Thank you. So you can see how their women do and their men do. Somebody will ask me, show me where is homosexual in the Bible. And I will tell you several passages. I may not tell you the exact word you are looking for, but what looks like it. If men drifted to the attitude of turning the natural use of a woman to another, so that men are burning with men and women are burning with women, what's that? Yeah, that's homosexuality and lesbianism. So, right from its time of sodomy, when men were born with hurtful lust, pernicious will of theirs, harmful and dangerous, but they carried it out anyhow because it was their delight. And so for that generation not to continue so that they will pollute the world, God roasted them in inferno. Praise God. But none of us will have a part in the lake of fire. Okay, so morally perverted. Right from the onset, and you say, well, I'm a Christian, I can never do some things like that. Right from the onset, your children will ask you question. Mommy, this man, is he a man or a woman? I see him like a man, but he's splitting hair and he's using earring. Don't say, shut up, what's your concern? No. I beg, answer them. If you don't answer them today, their teachers will answer them in a negative way. And they will tell them that behave as God has made you. Don't force yourself. You realize that you are a man and you are behaving like a man. See the counselor. And they will tell you what you can do. And you'll be fully yourself and you'll be happy. Particularly when they are growing and they are getting to essence. But perhaps their balls refuse to develop well. So, the teachers are not born again. They will bring them up. Ah, maybe you are a man. Maybe you are not. How do you feel when... Which kind of people do you try to play with? Tell me. How free are you when you wear women or men? Before you know it, they are teaching them how to change their sex. So don't deny them the opportunity to answer their questions. It's good to answer well than for somebody to give a wrong answer out there. Praise God. Okay, so sometimes it starts from there. The one who is brandishing himself as a woman who says he's whatever you call it. I don't know what he says his name is. He says, Bob Risky is contradicting himself. Bob is a man and he's a risky person. So join the two together. Bob, that is risky. Praise the Lord. But his real name is Idris. Idris is a Muslim. Show whatever. And he dare not show that to his father. Whenever his father calls him, he puts on trousers and pants. Whenever they are gathering the family, he puts on... And he's trying to fool people. He doesn't mean what he's doing. He's only creating... content. Thank you. In the attempt to attract people and get your money. On a good day, he has not even done any operation that he's claiming to have done. And some people who are born with diverse laws are following him, wanting to say they are chasing him. He's a man. He was in the court and the judge said, remove all these jabajantis on your head and get hold of him and put him in the cell. Praise God. I think we are getting to that when you have to know, let people know that we don't have some culture. Trust me. Have the culture of some things we do. And so when you see people, call them. We come. Which from? Which city? Which family are you from? Who is your parent? Get concerned. Why are you asking the question? I'm asking because I'm concerned. This is not how you ought to be. By the time 5-10 people are telling them, they will be embarrassed. They will know that they are a social misfit and they don't belong to our culture. Praise God. So they change the natural use of a woman and the natural use of a man. And they change everything that they me with divers lost in their pernicious attitude. Okay? Verses 28 and 32. Somebody who has not read. Thank you. God bless you. Even that they do not want to retain all in their knowledge. In other words, they are intellectually perverted. How do you retain God in your knowledge? What you know of God, let your actions show that you know God to be this. Look at the revelation of God to man through nature. Nature only defines God. True of us, we are able to know. Even the psalmist says, I am fearfully and wonderfully created. Don't you see the mystery of man? And especially when somebody is delivering a child and giving birth to a child in a day, that alone is mysterious. Hallelujah. And so don't block avenue. It's revelation to you. Make sure you acknowledge it and you respond to that truth. And you thank him for all he is. What he has done. You must wake up with thanks, with in prayers, with praises, and sing unto him for all he has made you and all he has done in your life. That's why I pray that the thought of God will sleep with you and wake with you. On the road, the thought of God will never elude you. When you are sitting there, it will come your way. It's not only when you are in the church that you begin to think of God. They do not like to retain God in their intellect. Their mental build-up has been assaulted. Their makeup has been mentally deranged. And they are not what they ought to be. Listen, you are here in this assembly and you have been coming and receiving words of life. In no way will God allow you to deviate from the truth. When you go out there, you'll be ambassador of Christ in the name of the Lord. And people will ask you, come, which church are you from? Come, what do you see? Why are you asking? You want to follow me? No, I just see that your life is different. I just see that somebody called me yesterday from Abuja. I said, Daddy, I have to tell you clearly. I've not been telling you this, but we have been saying it, that you are just different. Daddy, listen, and I've not heard from this boy for about 5-7 years, you know. So he said, Daddy, how you preach, your life. I began to talk. I said, thank you. But why I actually need you is this and that. So I believe by the grace of God, people will call you and tell you that you are different. And when they saw the disciples, how did they say? They took knowledge of them. They took knowledge of them. People will take knowledge of you. They will say, this one is different. They will not act. These people behave like Christ. They must be called Christians. It's not about church, where we go. It's not about the brand. It's about Christ. who is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. And they will take knowledge of you that they have been with Christ. Meet God's glory. You will shine forth in his beauty, and you will radiate in his power. And by the grace of the Lord, you will reach out to the multitudes out there. So let's not deny what God has wrought in our lives. Don't deny it. Don't block it. Release yourself. Let it ooze out naturally. Let it emit great valor and virtue and power and unction. Let it bring forth attraction to others, that others want to be like Christ. I remember when I got born again in the school, one friend of mine stood out in the whole school. I didn't know we entered together, but the way I would see him, and when he would be greeting me, "Well done, sir. Well done, sir. We are both students." Since students environment, you don't respect one another. Even when you are a father, they call you by name. So many times we met in the library, and each time we will be coming out together. So one day I said, "How are you, sir?" I guess you're a Christian. He said, "Yeah, I'm a Christian." "Oh, which fellowship do you attend?" "Oh," he said, "I'm of the LVCU." I said, "I'm there too, but I'm a new one." Praise God. His life was quite different. I saw Christ in him. Honestly, I saw Christ. I was reading the Bible. I've just been born again. I've just been converted. I was reading the Bible. I was seeing what I was reading in him. So Christianity became easier for me. I saw Christ, little Christ, around me. And so later, he was staying in Lagoon Front, just where those who don't have accommodation will stay. "Where do you stay? I will see you in your room." He said, "No, I'm at Lagoon Front." I said, "No, you are Lagoon Front. Please pack your load and come and meet me. This is my room." And that's where I began to scout him for the whole year. He was so nice, so great. The song I have in my early Christianity, I learned them from this voice of the cross. I saw him vividly emitting out God's glory. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, I pray that yours will be like that. And I make bold to tell you that one day, that was the second year of my conversion, I was going from the campus to Yaba. And while I was going inside the bus, I was preaching. So while I was preaching, people raised up their hand. I told them, "If you want to repent of your sins, raise up your hand, I'm going to pray for you." I did pray for them. After they were alighted from the bus, one of them happened to be my classmate, my coursemate. I said, "Asa, you?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Do you really mean it?" He said, "Yes." "Oh, all right, if you mean it, meet me in Suso room, Jaja Hall." When we finished, when we came to town, came from town, he came and met me. I said, "Your name is your name not Fatai?" He said, "Yes, Fatai Hassan. F.B. Hassan." "You really mean..." He said, "Kayode, if you know since when I've been watching you, you won't believe it." He began to tell story I can't tell. Then he said, "One thing I've been praying. I know I cannot be like you, but I'm praying that the wife I will marry will be like you. I've been asking God, anytime you want to give me a wife, let it be like this boy." I said, "You mean it?" I sat him down, did the follow-up. Honestly, he became a radical convert, my mate. And through the grace of God, after some years we finished, and I came down from the north, I saw him, and he has got a big company. The workers in his will be between 25-30. I mean, in his company at Ilupeju there. Then he called all his staff came and it's my father in the Lord. When your mate is calling you his father in the Lord, how do you feel? Praise God. I felt so small within myself. I said, this is my father. And I'm changing my name from Azan to Isaac. Because it's Abraham and I am Isaac. Oh, great, great one. I went north. He called me, or he wrote me at the days of writing. I said, I got somebody I will marry. I said, yeah, who is that person? He said, the person is from your town, Mudakeke. I said, you better don't depend on sentiments. But I didn't give him right counsel. I will tell you the end of the story. But thank God he's burning for the Lord right now. But I'm happy for such converts. To tell you, people watch us. Anywhere we go, people watch us. And they take knowledge of us. What class we are. Where we belong. What stuff we are made of. Praise God. And I believe by the grace of God, your own stuff will convince people. It won't confuse them. It will make them see Christ in us. Hallelujah. So, that's it. What was this strategy? The people fell from the truth, either morally bankrupt or religiously bankrupt or intellectually bankrupt. They fell from the truth. It's not that they didn't know the truth. And that's why some churches that emphasize on forms and rituals will not help you, but the word of God will help you. Hallelujah. That we do here in this church. What segment of our activity takes the largest share of our time? The word. And it's deliberate. If you know a people who have a prospect for tomorrow, it is their stand on the word. And there's no compromise about that. It's not only about preaching, because there are professional preachers who are not even born again. But it's about walking the talk. Is somebody hearing me? May God help you to walk the talk. That what you say, you do. Hallelujah. So, that was what went wrong. They were people zealous. But that's where it all ends. When people join church, they want to be in the choir, to sing, when they are yet to be born again. And so you see some members of the choir x-ray their chest, especially ladies, because they want to really impress people they are naturally endowed. But your own shall not be so. When you dress to glorify the Lord and to cover your nakedness. And so we check our children, we put them right, in the right perspective, so that by the grace of God, they will not fall prey to the antics of the enemy. Many years ago, what women now wear is called hot pants. And so when they wear it, or when they wore it then, people will yell at them and they became ashamed until it disappeared. Today, hot pants is back, but with another. They call it bun short. And wearing it in their sitting room, in their living room. Then they begin to wear in the yard. Before you know it, they are wearing it in the area. Before you know it, I can't even go to the market like this. In fact, the heat is so much. Let me go with it. After all, they see ring on my finger. You are one of the people we are talking this morning. And their husband will see that and not correct them. When they bring evil to their home, it will not only end with them, it will spread to their children. I pray that none of us will bring evil to our family. Let's correct it right from the onset. When you see something that is odd, rebuke it. Tell them. I watched a video of two boys saying that their mother will not go out with the bomb shot. And they went and took the key of the car. They said, "Mommy, we are not going out. Except you change." Honestly, until the mother went inside to go and change, they didn't release the key. These are small boys of 9, 10, 12 years at most. Yeah, if they can do that, how much more the believers, the Christians? The only thing we have not seen is because we've not had it in the church. And some people will do it when they begin to see that people don't talk. After all, don't embarrass them. They are just coming newly. Don't embarrass, don't scare them away. Before you know it, two people will join. Before you know it, five people are doing. Before you know it, become a lifestyle. How did it start? Because we import those things from abroad. Praise God. We copy them in everything and we follow their ways. So let's examine clearly the three ways people fell, that made them to fall. One, they forgot God's position. Verse 21, somebody who has not read. Yes, Sister Popola. Verse 21. Thank you. Did you read verse 21? 21. Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Praise God. When they knew God, somebody complete it. They glorify him not as God. And so they became vain in their imagination. That is to say, they didn't glorify God enough. They glorify him, but not as God. Hallelujah. And they did this even though they knew God. And they didn't give him the first place in their lives. Did you see that? They didn't give him the first place in their lives. I wonder if God has chosen to be coming to visit us as he was doing in the garden. I don't know how contemptuous people are. Even then, we know him, you know, the power. The value of money is its scarcity. So something that is scarce attracts small value. If God has always been with us, we will despise him. Some people will be, not me, they will be tempted to despise him. Hello, God, can I dial your number? He has not done that. People are faking, calling God. Hello, God. I can see that some money is coming into our account. Oh, yeah, thank you. Oh, okay. Some money, some millions are going to somebody's. Oh, yes, God, I thank you. You're faking God. Who do you think God is? I don't blame such pastors. It is the dwarf Christians who had known God, but will not glorify God as God. How dare you? Is that real? Does that fall in line with the scripture? Is it in sync with the word of God, the frame and the window of God? How do you then go beyond the normal belief window? Praise God. For you to accept that as a standard, if you have pointed out that such people are wrong openly, they won't repeat it the next time. So, when they knew God, they glorify him not as God. Look up. Have you made God first in your life? If there are two things vying for your time, which one will you attend to first? If there are two things vying for your money, which one will you attend to first? I ask you, talk to me. More so that you know, if you abscond from that of God, it doesn't come with a punishment. But if you abscond from other things, you may lose something. Abi, lose money, you lose your dignity, you lose your social standing, lose something like that. Praise God. So, I pray from now on, you begin to see where they got it wrong. I don't think they are the only people that have gotten it wrong. You have also, or you are getting it wrong. Praise God. They forgot God's position, that God is first. I teach my children, let God be the first in your life. It's not about you are born in the house of a Christian, in the house of a pastor, therefore you carry Bible, you go to church with me. When you leave me, what you'll be is key. By the time you leave me, we will know whether you are honest with yourself or not. One of my children is sitting down here. I'm looking at him. I always check him on his responses to God, and especially whenever we are praying or reading the Bible or studying the scripture in the house, or I ask him to read. In this place, it was the first miracle in this church, in this same place. The mother could not get a child after about a year, and but she didn't have, she knew the hand of God on me, but to convert that to her own blessing, she refused. So as she was going out, I said, I even know some of the people, I can give you notes. Go and meet them so they will attend to you specially. I gave her a note to Ayorinde, and nothing still happened. So another person met me in the church and said his wife is going to wear, he doesn't like to go and look for prayer. I said, okay, ask her to come and see me. So time, so date. We've not started fellowship here, but we have gotten this place. So I was in my office there, and I came. But meanwhile, I told her to come. Because if it was in the house, she may not have the faith. But if she came all the way from there, she will know she's coming to meet a man of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the God came, and that same day, God blessed her. The child of that day was that boy, who has finished from the university now and got a miracle. The sister also got the miracle same day. These are the miracles that started. First miracle. Now you want to tell me that if those children grow, they should forget God and God will be happy? No. So even if God didn't do that much for you, being the first miracle in this house, even if God did, does that make you to forget God when you leave your father who has been training you and bringing you in the way of the Lord? Unfortunately, children of pastors are always drifting away the moment they leave their home base and they are now free. It's like a dog that has been tied. They run fast beyond the bands. Your own shall not be so. Praise God. So, do not forget God. Or some of you who have seen God's provision in this church, and many things you ought to do, even when we don't tell you, you should know. They forgot God's provision. Has God not made provision for you? Has he not done some miracle for you? Has he not blessed you? When you ought to bless the Lord, you shut your eyes as though you don't see. Last week, we carried about 25 buckets of water out of this place because of the leakages on the roof. Is there nobody God has done something good for in this assembly? We are waiting for somebody to show it. God has blessed me. I collapsed this roof one day. I changed it all. And it's then we will know that true, God has blessed you. Amen. It's not until we say we are building and then contribute. No. You know, I am very, very shy when it comes to money. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm very, very shy. All my pastors know this. You know, I was talking to the pastor in the back, and I said, yes, daddy, I know, but we can't shy away from some things that are really very, very important. So, daddy, we have to blah, blah, blah. I said, that's your own, but this is my lifestyle. I cannot change now. I shy away from money because money has become the god of many people. They promote people in the church. If they can give money, they give them special places. They appoint them to offices in the church. If they can get money, just like our sister mentioned, that some of these people, because they have money, we give them respect. Not in the church of God. It could be in the church of God, not here. I know somebody. I say not here. And the Lord will help us to carry this to the end. In the name of Jesus, whatever God does for you, you have to show response. That shows you know the value of what God is doing. And we thank God for some of the things that we can see. I know a sister that will always come and say that one day I was already planning to paint the whole of this place. I said, and she called me and said, no, we are planning. I said, no, sir, please give me the privilege to do it. She sees it as a privilege. It doesn't fail. Any moment, any time. And she will not tell you how many people that will come, how many things of paint you will get, and so on. All we do is we just come here and we see the church change. God will give you a new glory. Hallelujah. And many of us who are responding to the things of God in this way, God will not shy away from your needs. He will bless your life and prosper you. Praise God. So they did this even though they have known God, but they didn't give him the first place in their lives. And they chose a dangerous way to live their life. And of course, we need to ask, is Christ Lord of your life? Is he the Lord of your plans? Is the Lord of the planets the Lord of your life? Is the Lord of the tempest the Lord of your tongue? Is the Lord of heaven the Lord of your home? Be answering. Is the Lord of ages the Lord of your agenda? Is the Lord of expression the Lord of your mind? Praise God. Are you following through? He deserves to be the first in our hearts. And when he's one, and when he's the first, he will be glorified. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 18, somebody read. Colossians 1, 18. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Another version will call it, we might have what? Preeminence. Supremacy is the one to consider first. Hallelujah. In your money, in your project. I'm praying that God will bless everybody in this assembly. But you know, God will do great things in your life. It may surprise you to tell you that not in the last 10 years did we have a tithe of 1 million naira. We are praying God will do it. When God gives you a big fund of about 100 million, it's instructive. I'm saying, as big as we are, some of us are, we've never had a tithe of 1 million in the last 15 years. I'm saying it in the public. And that is challenging. Praise God. Where God is walking and you see his hand, you want other people to come around here, you must promote that work. The work that does not show some of these God footprints. People put so much money there. How much more? Especially that we are not asking you, come and browbeat you and inform you, come and call the tribute, come and give this, come and give that. Do you want us to do that? We may never do that. I'm not cut out for that. Hallelujah. But at the same time, God never fails to supply all our needs. Is it the food that God brings to our table and God is using people? And is it the clothing, the shelter? And God blesses us with a good place. And that's okay, by the grace of God. But more than that, yesterday I was told that a sister in Abuja, not in our church, died. She had given birth for about 20 years. But what about she had a tear. And so I think the doctor did all the cool, but it didn't work. Maybe the thing removed. So since then, her intestine have been, I don't know how. I'm talking of reproductive system is quite different from the digestive system. So I don't know how intestine will be coming out from her part. Each time she's been managing it, so she said, this time around I'm going to look for a good doctor. So she went to look for a good doctor, and they did operation, and the operation was successful. And but unfortunately she was in the ward when she started bleeding, and it started alerting the doctor. Unfortunately, before the doctor came, she had died. Very nice, great sister. But the point is this: what she did for us, I will never forget in a hurry. She got us some plots of land for the ministry. So when we have the money, we do not spend to buy pepper soup and wine and all that. No, we put in the work of the Lord by the grace of God. And we have lots of plots in Abuja by the grace of God. And through the grace of God, we have that for future use. At a point in time, somebody offered me 100 acres of land. If I had money, I would have bought it, because it's in a very strategic place. And not just acres of 100 acres of land, it's for the ministry alone. For members who may want to cut out some, we give you at reduced prices, you know, but we couldn't do that. So sometimes when we have some money, we know how we spend those money, you know. But people will feel, what do they need money for? You see, they have even got all the fans in the church. They have a drum, they don't need the money. That's what you think, because you are not the leader. And so we go a lot of things, we do a lot of things to ensure that money does not fail in the purse of the ministry. Praise God. So they were not thankful. What's thankful? Show appreciation to what God has done in your lives. Ingratitude can make somebody to become a dwarf. It affected everything about them and could not unlock God's blessing, because their outlook is so narrow and parochial, so streamlined, and they cannot see afar off from money. They can look for a way to buy more clothes, more shoes, more whatever, food, but they don't see money to say, I want to sow into God's purse. Look at that. See it, that white box. It's calling for people who have understanding. For the less privileged people, put the money there. Amen. I also do that. It may surprise you. And anytime we may open it, we'll have much money there. Amen. So these are the way to train yourself how to give unto the Lord and how to recognize that the Lord who sees in the secret, he will reward you in the open. They became vain in their imagination. They took credit for all that God has given them. And they became proud of their supposed achievements and accomplishments. So, they are so prideful till their mind became darkened. They can't see afar off. They can't see through the light of God. These ones, they became so indifferent to what God could do. And they maneuver the things of God. As a result of that, they shut themselves away from diverse blessings. Praise the Lord. Do you know that Christianity today has become cloned Christians? We have been cloned. A Christianity that does not have the Holy Spirit is cloned. Can I ask you a question? Since you believe, have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? You can't have the Holy Spirit and likely talk evil of Christ. You can't have the Holy Spirit and not be touched on some things that the Holy Spirit is impressing you to do. You can't have the Holy Spirit and go ahead, you know, to despise some things that are apparent, that are meant for you to take charge. Hallelujah. So, if Christians don't have the Holy Spirit, how do you think they can act well? But the apostles, the Holy Spirit was moving in the early apostles, and the people saw, they recognized the boldness of God in their life, and they were bold and courageous. And guess what? The people were threatening them, and they asked the people back, why threaten us as though your threat is anything to us? We are not only ready to suffer for God, also ready to die. Acts of the Apostles chapter 19, chapter 4 verse 19. Somebody who has not read this morning, Acts 4 verse 19. Let's be reading so that it will be a fair one. You've never read, this is your chance. Okay. God bless you, that's okay. Verse 19 again. Peter and John answered them and said, that it be right in your eyes to hearken unto God, unto you, more than to God. For we cannot but speak the things which we see and heard. Hallelujah. That's religion. True religion. The things you are studying is bubbling on the inside of you. When I want to keep quiet, the thing is burning in my bone. Hallelujah. It's burning in my bones. And I cannot keep quiet because I see this is the truth and it's energizing me, and I'm indicting in good matters. I want to let Christ known to people. I want to broadcast him. I want people to get to know something that I already know that is so dynamic and great. Hallelujah. Yes. Whether is right in your sight to hearken unto you or not, or unto God. Judge ye, but for us, we cannot but speak the things that we see and heard. We must speak of those things. Hallelujah. It is saying those things and speaking of it that meets God's glory, that brings all the conviction that we have and make other converts of people. You will preach some message and some people will like to be a preacher. You will preach some message and some people will choose to love that way that you are preaching, and they change, they get home, they won't eat, they will get home and regrow, and they go back, go over and over and over and over again in their personal closet. Hallelujah. And God will reward you. Praise the Lord. This is the way. They hear some good things, and when they are talking to their family, they begin to project some good values of the church, of their leader, and all that. When that is happening, tell me how they are not, how you want to tell me they are not bringing up a new generation of God's power, God's unction. So they forgot God's personality. Verses 22 to 32. Somebody, Romans chapter 1. Somebody who has not read. Romans 1. 22 to 32. Praise God. God bless you. Have you read to 32? You will continue later. Sit down first. Look up somebody. When you reject the true creator, you have no option but to turn to the creature. So everything that will make you reject the creator, God will help you to reject such thing. So many times the truth, and by we are drifting away from the right way, the right path. When Christians are singing today in the church choruses, they are singing alloyed choruses. The worldly song mixed with and some of the singers will say, "Come on, see, I'm not a gospel singer. And yet I'm not a secular one, but I'm an inspiration singer." Already they have got the gospel one, already they have got the worldly people, and so they are in order to make big money. And we, what they are saying, and we receive them whenever they, you know, some Christians today sing choruses like "I'm unavailable." They now add the church version, "I'm unavailable," but poverty, go away, sickness, go away. But is "I'm unavailable" a Christian song? Is it a worldly song? And we all know it, but we sing it on the pulpit of God and people are dancing. It is true you have put some positive things, but the origin of it is evil. Praise the Lord. Have you not seen, have you not heard such songs? They sing it. Choruses. "I'm unavailable." Poverty, go away. Sickness, go away. "I'm unavailable." "I'm unavailable." The song that people that do not even bother about Christ and who are busy doing their things, it doesn't matter whether they keep to get their things, drunkards and people who are riotous in their life. I mean, the person who sang it has been charged with murder already, you know. It's been going to court several times on that case for quite some time. And they are proving, it's only money that is stopping the police. They are even proving that the person died in his car. Okay? And there's no way you can say you don't know anything about that.
So it's not even about that. Worldly is worldly. Christian is Christian. Spiritual is spiritual. Don't join the two. And these people join the two, they begin to drift away little by little by little. But before you know it, they have become averted. And I pray God will restore such ones in Jesus' name. In different ways that we have found ourselves, we have to know how to bring our children, our coming generation, in the right way. The children unborn, the children that are born, the children that are all around. It's not enough to hear a message like this. Begin to see how you can translate some of these things into your children's mentality and understanding. You know, because some of our children today, we are praying they will just go abroad. Once they go abroad, yes, abroad there is better school, but there's also other schools too. People went and asked the daughter of Billy Graham, why all the evil that they see in society? He said, why won't you see the evil in your society? You knock Christ out of your school. No more Christ in the assembly. You superimpose the woman over the man in the home. You destroy the home. And you don't pray again in families. How won't you have the evil? If somebody will just come out in one day, appear to the other students and kill about 10 people with a gun. You say you will have Christ. No, you have removed Christ out of your agenda. And that's why you are having what you are having. Praise God. And we copy them. We copy them in different ways. I pray the Lord will bring us back. In the name of Jesus. Get to understand. When people are abroad, it's not just going to learn education. The first thing is the life of compromise. You must compromise your language. You hardly speak your native language in the open without getting to be ashamed. And even the English, you have to speak it as they do, or else you will not be accepted to many workplaces. They don't want to be straining before they hear what you are saying. You have to call their R in the way it will hook their tongue before they see you as somebody that has been there. Those who are the original Negroes, they prefer them to be employed than those who are just going to settle. So if you are going to settle, some of the fellow Nigerians or Africans, when they speak, they look at one another, they see you are a JJC. Praise God. And so you are forced to go under lock and key and be listening to how they speak. So you compromise your language. You don't only compromise your language, you compromise your thinking. You are now a second class citizen and be segregate, and they don't accept you anyhow. So, and yet you would like to be like them. You want to be like them. Even when you are the best of people, the fact that you are not like them, that is a dent to you. Do you see what happened to Michael Jackson? Michael Jackson had a manager as a white woman. Michael Jackson could befriend a white lady. Michael Jackson could have so many of his workers as white. But Michael Jackson was still struggling with inferiority complex. That's why he had to go and bleach. Do operation. And that's what killed him. Don't you know? So, there's nothing good as being prideful over what you know and believe. Not wanting to. Already by the time you go and you are wanting to behave like them, half of your body is already compromised. You have destroyed half of your person. And that's why our children need to know their dignity and not compromise. Praise God. You have to dress as they dress. It's just only on Sunday you can dress and put on any clothes. You know? And you have to know the way you speak. You ought to know the way you do some things, and you ought to behave as they are behaving. You know, the more you behave like them, the more you are accepted in their society. As a result of that, we begin to compromise so many things. Children begin to compromise. They can even make guess of their own parents because they go to school where their accent is altered and they can fastly, you know, adjust. But their parents still are free to speak, so they make guess of of their parents, you know. And that continues till we begin to compromise our ideals. They say in Africa, we are too religious. Every time you have to pray, and we try to drop that. Oh, in Africa, you are just, drop that. In Africa, you don't do this, and we begin to pick. And it's from them we learn so many of these crimes. Praise God. And when it comes to different things to do, we can't defend what we believe is right. So at the end of the day, we are confused. As a confused person, you can't do what is right. And you cannot have the inward peace that you have when you know you are doing your own bidding or your stuff. No. But when you know you are trying to please, you want to see them mark your paper. Am I right? Is it true? You know, you've got to understand that they also don't speak in the same way. Those in the Midwest of America, they don't speak exactly like those in the West. Their accent differs from region to region. Praise God. And so, if you are trying to be here and you see another person talking, you want to be there, you'll be a confused man. Speak your word. Talk the way you know you are born. They came and taught us that we have to be thinking in English so that our children can think the same, can be think fast. Hallelujah. So that they can think fast, but get to know clearly that they have made us compromise our ideal. And so when our children get old, 20, they are finished university, they can't speak good English again. I mean, good vernacular, our native language, Igbo, Yoruba, or Hausa. At best, they will be speaking like a stranger. I can ask them to call some names now, and you see they will be in trouble. Praise God. Some Yoruba names, they don't know how to call P as P, they call it P. Because that's the way they understand. And so let's release what God has given us as the best option. And God didn't make us to be Europeans. Why are we struggling to be as they are? He makes us to compromise some things, and we copy them, and we destroy ourselves. No respect anyhow, again, amongst our children. The electrician, one of my electricians, came to the house a few weeks ago. And he came and he did work and was sweating. One of my children was in the house. Couldn't even just say, "Good afternoon, sir." After he went, I won't correct them while he's there. After he went, I said, "You didn't see that person. Why didn't you greet him? You want me to correct you in the presence? If I enter into any of these houses, you see, I'm, even those who didn't see me, they, once they land at Amara, they will come and greet me. What about you? Christian home. Let's teach our children some of these ideals. When you know that they are to pay respect to the father and the parents they see, they will know how whom they don't see. Early in the morning, they are sufficient until they have read the Bible, until they have prayed. And the God of heavens will help us. So we will not reject the Creator in the name of the living Jesus. All that we are doing today is to forsake idolatry. They created an avenue, a God for themselves. And exactly because of that, idolatry swept in. You see that idolatry is another form of depravity. Ask somebody to open his body, you see tattoos. If tattoos were just ordinary marks, I won't have anything against it. But tattoos are not just ordinary marks. What are tattoos? They are marks after those gods, after those images, snakes, after cross scorpion, after cockroach, after the idolatrous beliefs. And we keep on drilling and drilling and drilling until we get to a point that God give us up. Hey, I pray God will not give you up. He will keep you in. He will not disown you. Hallelujah. And we copy them and put in my ear. You are the rich person. And so guests are looking for a way to buy human ear. What do we have to do with human ear? Do you know where those ear were got and how they got them? Yes, they are from human people. But do you know these are possessed people? So if you begin to misbehave, don't ask pastor to come and deliver you. No pastor will deliver you. Start getting yourself out of it. By the grace of God, you'll be out of it. This is perversion. This is where it all starts. I can't end it in one day. But perversion has eaten deep into our society. And we do it without a conscience again. If somebody could be so perverted in stealing government money and could get to a point of stealing 80 billion naira. That person has become highly perverse. Is that not so, brother? Sister, talk to me. I mean, let me analyze 80 billion. 80 billion means 1,000 million times 1,000. That is 1 billion. So 1,000 million times 1,000, which is a billion, into 80 places. It's like, let me put it the way you can understand. It's like somebody spending 1 million naira per day, and that money will not end until he has spent 200 years on earth. 200 years. So his 6-7 generations have already gotten money to spend without working. Don't you see that's madness? It's grace. These are people who they ought to lock up in not Alagmo, Yaba left. Psychiatric hospital. Praise God. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? They are insane. And people are suffering. Many old people, especially retirees, are dying. Many sick people don't have money for drugs. Do you know people pay a lot of their fortune on drugs? Somebody was telling me two, three days ago, he said, a particular woman, the drug they prescribed for her cost 960 something thousand. 960,000. She had liver problem. And a problem. When he told me something, he did. You have to thank God again for God healing yourself. Praise the Lord. And no sickness will never come your way. But what I'm saying is, people are struggling to exist, to survive, out of lack, to be able to breathe well. They buy breathing, oxygen, common power to breathe, to be able to survive. Hey, don't you see that? And people will drag siphon money for about 7 years now. This staff in the ministry have not been paid. And somebody's adding money. The children unborn, he has paid their school fees in American school in Abuja. The children unborn, all his children are paid to the end. Can you see this? That's madness. That's crazy. He didn't start. Start by picking biro from somebody's pocket. He start by taking somebody's purse when they are praying in the church. He start by going to sell something that doesn't belong to you. He start using biro to put some money to your own account. He start by stealing some things by lying, falsifying statement, and writing wrong receipts. That's where it starts. Perversion does not start by billions. Perversion starts by small things. And that's why I pray that the Lord will have mercy on us. As God into you today, rise up and let's appreciate the Lord for the word that we have had. And the world will not judge us. The world will acquaint us. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for reviving your church and quickening us in the spirit and alerting us to things we need to know. My Lord, I pray, my Father, that this will sink well to people's heart and that it will tune them in the right perspectives. People's heart will not rebel against this word, but rather they will yield to it, and the life of God shall ooze out of them. Forgive the past, my Father, and help them to make a dynamic change that will glorify Jesus. Help us to put you first in all of our life, and let Christ be the first in everything we do. Let him be in our imagination, in our thought, in our action, in everything we plan to do. Jehovah, let the power of the Holy Spirit move us to good works in this assembly and change us for the better. Thank you, Father, for hearing. Help us, Lord God, not to give heed to sedition spirit, whereby, my God, we will rebel against this, but rather